My life wasn't worth living because I was a murderer and because of what I had done.
What's Your Story is a Heartlines initiative that gets people to understand each other better through sharing their stories.
When I was 14 years old, I discovered that I was pregnant. I thought that it would never happen to me because I thought that I could live a certain lifestyle and that there would be no consequences to it. I was confused and I made the decision to end my baby's life by having an abortion. I thought I was doing the right thing. It seemed so simple and it seemed like it would solve the problem. I only found out once it was too late that I couldn't bring my baby back. For years after that, I struggled with depression and anxiety and regret for the mistake that I had made. When I was 21 years old, after I had my daughter, I suffered from postnatal depression and I tried to take my own life. I was calm about it and I made the decision because my life wasn't worth living because I was a murderer and because of what I had done. I made up my mind that my daughter and my husband deserved so much better than what I had to offer. And so one night I orchestrated my suicide. And in my most helpless and dark moment, I called out to God. Before this, I was an angry atheist, and I didn't believe that God could exist because there was so much wrong with this world. And how could there be a loving God when there were children dying of hunger and bad things happening to good people and good things happening to bad people? It just didn't make sense. That was 8 years ago. Since then, I've had two more children and I have started an organization helping women and girls in crisis pregnancy and being a voice for the unborn, raising awareness of the fact that abortion is not a quick fix. It is not a quick solution to the problem of pregnancy. So this is what I'm so passionate about. God has taken what the enemy meant to destroy me and he has turned it around. Because now I have such a heart and so much compassion for women and girls in crisis pregnancy and who feel that they have no place in this world. And it's amazing how God turned the situation around, that now he can be glorified in this way. My name is Melissa Hertz and this is my story. What's your story?
Thank you for listening. For more information or to share your story, visit our website on www.whatsyourstory.org.za.